Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The simple words corn on the cob are enough to get nearly everybody licking their chops. Yeah. Now, you toss in references to butter and salt and you'll hear people's tummies rumbling way down the street. Here in Maryland, Jerry, we cherish our corn. We still call it Silver Queen, but perhaps a little corn 101 is in order.
Certainly. I think so. It's interesting. Corn is the third largest food crop in the world. I mean, we grow a lot of corn.
Or what's known as maize.
Right. Most of the corn that we eat is in the family of sweet corn. Mm-hmm. And there's three types. There's what we call normal sugar corn, which was Silver Queen. It's standard edible corn. It's best picked, shucked, and eaten relatively quickly because the corn and sugar tends to get converted to starch after it's picked. And so because it's of normal sugar level, it doesn't do well sitting out on the farm stand or being sent to the grocery store.
Right.
We do have a second sort of level, which is called a sugary enhancer, usually abbreviated SE, that has twice the amount of sugar as the standard normal sugar corn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much the corn. We see a lot of that. It's slowly being replaced by the third level, which is called super sweet, which is SH2, which is three times the sugar level of Silver Queen. And that's pretty much what everybody's growing these days. And they're not genetically modified versions of corn. They're selected and bred for enhancement in the genes of sort of what contributes to the sugar. So what's interesting is like a lot of people think about the white corn as being sweeter, but it's not the case anymore. I mean, there's a lot of SH2 varieties that are either just yellow or white, or that sort of what we used to call bread and butter, the mixed kernels.
Oh yeah, the bicolor corn.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And but what you're going to see out there a lot is it's pretty much SH2, or maybe some. There's still some guys growing the enhanced sugar ones.
Well, that explains what I've heard about for years, that we really don't have Silver Queen corn left in Maryland anymore.
Yeah.
It's been superseded by
these other varieties. And look, they're all delicious. And again, they're worth buying because I think corn is awesome. It's when I get excited about summer, I think about corn.
Yeah. Now, how do you like to cook it?
Well, so there's something you need to buy if you don't own one. It's called a Lee's Corn Creamer. It looks like a mandolin. Right. But it's the width of an ear of corn. And unlike a blade that's perpendicular, it has blades that are parallel.
Uh-huh.
So when you run the corn over it, it cuts the sheath and lets the milk and the pulp come out.
Oh, nice.
A lot of people make cream corn, they either put it on a grater or they cut it with a knife.
Right.
There's no sheath, which is tough.
Right.
And all you do is run these corn cobs over this corn creamer and mix in some butter and cook it, and you'll have the greatest corn experience you've ever had.
Lordy. I like to keep a little bit of the shuck on and put it on the grill.
Grilled corn is amazing.
Yeah, it really has.
And then
totally
I have two options with that. Melted butter and Old Bay.
Right.
Or olive oil and Parmesan cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
Roll it in either one of those. Once it comes off and you shuck it, it's the greatest experience you'll ever have.
We're going to put some of these ideas on the website. You can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.